April 25th at Pivo's Ice House in Fayetteville, Texas. We've got a young lady in the studio going to tell us a little bit about that. The Last Honky Tonk Music Series, Lone Oak Fest. Featured guest is Billy Joe Shaver. I'll be your host for that event. That's going to be from 11 to midnight on Saturday, April 25th. Dallas Moore, Bridget London, Kyle Wilson, Moondog Hall, Jill Kinsey, Hal Bruni, Daryl Wayne Dasher, Brooke Falk. Let's see, Craig Gertis is going to be performing. Is that right, Bridget?
Yes,
Craig Gertis will be performing. Chris Corkery, you going to be there? I saw that you've got a revised list. Mm-hmm. Let me pull that revised list up. Maybe that would be even better here, huh? Make sure we get all...
Manzi Lowry, Paul Nipper.
Okay. Paul Nipper, Matt Mathis, Manzi Lowry, Chris Colwell, okay, Jeff Hobson, and I believe we've mentioned everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Gates open at 10, general admission. You get your tickets at AmericanLiveMusic.com. And with that, let me welcome to the studio and wonderful friend of mine, Bridget London. Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to see you.
Oh, I missed you.
I missed you too.
I feel like I haven't been back in a year.
It's been a while.
I don't even know. A couple months, I guess. Three months, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
Yeah. Time flies when you
get sure
my
age. It sure does. Man, I don't know how you drove in this morning. If
it wasn't
was
like
half
that.
As foggy
it
as
it
is
like
now.
Like that.
You couldn't. It was like driving through the sky. I was like, oh my gosh.
The fog was. The clouds were higher this morning. You could see reflections from the light sources around town, from up on the hill where we're at. But there was no fog this morning.
Wow.
So it's pretty bad, huh?
Oh yeah.
You come in from Fredericksburg.
Yeah. Well, from Luckenbach. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
How'd that go out there yesterday?
Oh, man. You know, that's home to me.
Uh-huh.
Well, it feels different. You know, I guess it's always like that when you leave and you come back. But it's been so long since I was able to just sit and relax in the circle. And Manzi Lowry and Paul Nipper surprised me. And friends A.J. Downing and Tony Wilson came down. Of course, Bill Nash was, Bill Lewis, the real Bill Lewis,
the
was hosting.
The real Bill Lewis, that's right.
Who's one of my favorite people ever. He hosts there every Sunday.
Right.
And see him and his girl. Lots of great pickers. It was so full there that we didn't even sit in for, like, the first hour and a half. It was just so full.
Wow.
Yeah, it was packed.
Well, I imagine after Saturday being so funky weather-wise.
Was it?
Yeah, that people wanted to get out because the sun did come out for a little bit yesterday.
You know, I hit weather all the way to Texas.
Right.
From Louisiana.
You came in Friday, right?
No, I came in yesterday.
Oh.
Wait, what day was yesterday?
You came in Saturday. No?
No, I came in yesterday.
Did you come in yesterday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I left yesterday morning, and then I stopped in Fayetteville at the...
Right.
We'll talk about that in a minute, but... and then I headed out to Luckenbach to just, you know, more for a soul connection anyway. And I knew I was going to get to see you this morning.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
My friend Mel, Melissa Estes, has a nice loft at her place, her bed and breakfast that she has out there at Settlers Crossing.
Okay.
So actually an award-winning bed and breakfast cabin site's right there in Luckenbach. So she was nice enough to put me up last night and came to see you today. And I'm telling you, 190 miles an hour as usual. So, how are you doing?
Well, with the exception of this junk in my throat, I'm doing fine.
Are you excited about the 25th?
Oh,
you will be when I show you the stage they built.
Can't hardly wait.
Oh, my God. And they don't even have the actual stage. It's just the outer casing. I'm going to put a picture up. But we're talking about the Lone Oak Fest on April 25th. And let me tell you, the folks at Pivo's have gone all out.
Fantastic.
They've done an incredible job. Love them so much. And we love all our venues, and we wanted to do something in Texas to kick it off.
Right.
For a few reasons. And this was the perfect choice. Absolutely.
Excellent.
We got a nice outdoor. They got everything all set up. It's going to be amazing. So,
that is great.
Yeah, Billy Joe Shaver.
How about that, huh?
I know. Yeah. And, of course, even without the greatest songwriter in history, the lineup's amazing just with the series artists. So it's going to be an incredible day and night. And the night before, on April 24th, we're having, it's free to the public, a pickin' party around a campfire. And Cole says, s'mores till they last. We're doing it old school. We're going to have a Moondog Hall. It's his birthday. He and I are going to host a pickin' party, and everyone's welcome. bring their guitars. So I'm hoping you'll come up that night and maybe sit in with us and pick.
I may do that.
Yeah.
I may do
Remember when you played with us at Luke and Buck?
Yeah, I do that. I do.
I don't know if you folks know, Big G's an incredible guitar player, so he keeps that hidden, but so.
Yeah, that'd be, man, that sounds like fun. Yeah, we're going to get out of here Friday morning and
awesome.
And get out there as early in the afternoon as we can. So we can. I want to kind of get the lay of the place and find out, you know, what I'm going to be faced with on Saturday. Having just, we just did a festival over outside of Johnson City this past Saturday. And, you know, the older I get and I do these things, man, it takes me a while to bounce back. We finished.
It's a long day.
We got there at about 9:30, mm-hmm. and we left at 12:30 the next morning and drove home.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, a lot of back and forth between where we were set up and to the stage, and mm-hmm. then trying to think of something to say every time you go up there, you know. So not only physical demands, but, you know, mental demands of going up and trying to be relevant with your right. comments. A couple of times I was feverishly searching. Thankfully, I had good internet service or cell service out there. A couple of times I had to go to my smartphone to try to find out a little something about some of the artists that I was not real familiar with.
Well, I think you know pretty much everybody that's going to be on our bill,
yeah.
and you've had a lot of experience. And a couple names that we didn't mention earlier, but I want to say is that, and two favorites of yours I know from when we did the event in Marble Falls a few years ago, but Brooke Falk and Daryl Wayne Dasher are going to be there.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So... Can't
now
can't
Brooke will
wait
be with us tomorrow morning on
yep,
telephone, won't she?
On tomorrow morning,
okay,
she'll be
good.
On the air, and Daryl Wayne Dasher, and it's been so long since I've gotten to sing with them, or see them. I'm so excited about that, and of course we love everybody on the bill because they're all part of the family
sure.
here.
All but, quality musicians.
So much as top of the line here.
Right.
We got gonna knock it out of the park that day, and I've just been. Amazed continually at even what I've seen happen over the last year with everyone, because doing relentless acoustic touring is a challenge.
The highway woman.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm talking about for everybody.
I know.
You know, I
know.
Actually haven't been playing that much myself
right.
because I've been so busy with
putting
running the
business
series.
Together, yeah.
Yeah. But, which I'm rectifying later in just a little bit. But it's been amazing to watch how if someone can hold down a show and knock it out of the park with just their guitar, you know, that's an exceptional artist. And then when you put their band behind them, then it's just everybody's like, wow. But that just shows the testament of the quality of our artists. If you know, I'm not dogging on anybody, but if you took a lot of mainstream artists and stripped away, you know, everything that they had behind them and just had the guitar, you'd really see what some of these folks are made of. And it's not their fault; they're just a product of whatever they're experiencing.
I'm gonna tell you. At risk of being heard by my handlers for this other festival series that I'm involved with,
mm-hmm.
I will tell you that. The headliner for Saturday night's show mm-hmm. was Doug Stone.
Oh.
Did you know him when you were in Nashville?
I didn't, but I was always been a fan of Doug
really?
Stone. Yeah. Was he good?
No.
Really?
No.
We'll see. There you go.
He was a, he seemed to me like a poster child for auto-tune.
Wow.
Yeah. And his stage presence was very weak. Very weak.
He was having an off night.
Maybe
you know it, and that happens
I know,
too.
I know.
You know, it's kind. It's hard because you know you're judged by every performance.
Right. And
that
I mean,
you
I'm
have.
Not dogging the guy.
No,
maybe
no, no.
He did
I
have
understand.
A bad night, but
I understand.
But I was disappointed because you know, of course, I was not real familiar with his music at all. I mean, at the point where mm-hmm. that was going on in Nashville,
he was a real traditionalist back in the day. You know,
Randy Travis was a traditionalist. Okay. I didn't see it.
You're cracking me up.
I didn't see it with him, man. I mean, it sounded like...
Well, and things change. You know, maybe he's trying to conform with the times, you know?
Yeah.
See, you're just spoiled by all of us, Big Chief.
Hey, that could well be. It is 7:22 this morning. We got Bridget London in the studio. I'll tell you what we're going to do, Bridget. I need to take a break and get this deal done. And then what I want to do is we've got Big Lester's Music Shack here today. It's
all right.
Monday, so that means it's a Merle Monday. You ought to dig that.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a break, and we'll come back with Bridget here in just a minute. Stay tuned. 7:32 is our time in studio. My little sister, Bridget London, I am so glad to see you.
I'm really glad to see you.
So, big doings with the last Honky Tonk Music Series. Not only the Lone Oak Fest featuring Billy Joe Shaver and the whole roster of, or a great portion of the roster of last Honky Tonk Music Series stars.
We got a lot of stuff. Some stuff we're not ready to announce yet, but we got a lot in the works. But the last Honky Tonk Train to Clarksville, a really big event. We're doing a pre-kickoff party with you.
Yes.
At the Hunt Store on May 31st.
Right.
There's going to be some big doings there with John Dunn.
Yeah.
And, man, I mean, what the last Honky Tonk Train to Clarksville is a series of events scheduled over a 10-day period where folks can purchase a ticket and they can ride along in a vehicle provided by us, or they can bring their own vehicle. We got people bringing their motorcycles, people bringing their cars, RVs, you name it, and following along. But we're going to go. We have the pre-kickoff party here at the Hunt Store with you hosting.
Right.
on May 31st. That's a Sunday. And
who
then Monday.
Who's going to be performing that show? Do we know yet?
We haven't confirmed a total bill, but I do know that Kyle Wilson and myself and Manzi Lowry, Paul Nipper, and a few others that are based here in Texas, because most of them are going to be launching from. But, I mean, we've got so many that it'll be a full day anyway.
Sure.
And then... we're kicking off in Morgan City and heading over through New Orleans to Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
And we've just signed on with a new venue there. We got to work out all the details, but a place called Old York Farms looks like it's going to be the perfect place for us to do a stop. And then we have confirmed in the Florabama, a really big night at the Florabama.
Nice.
An eight-hour night at
wow.
the Florabama. That's right. On that Wednesday, and then we're heading up through Alabama with a couple important stops, and then we're playing at Bobby Mackey's
in
Wilder, Kentucky.
All right.
Right to where it all began.
Yeah.
On March 23rd, 2014, we launched there.
Right.
And then we're going up to Jay's in Columbus.
Right, Jay's Sports Lounge.
That's right. And then our finale is, of course, at Friends. In Clarksville, Ohio, and then we're doing a pickin' party on our way back in Missouri with our friends the Talent Brothers out of their property there.
Yeah.
And,
21.
And then we're back. That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
We've been hanging out with Moondog. And but we've got so many incredible artists. We're going to be live streaming all of the events.
Really?
Yep. All the concert events in the evening will be live streamed, including the one at the Hunt Store.
Okay.
I think this is the first time they'll be doing any streaming from the Hunt Store, so it's kind of a big deal.
Yeah.
So for people who've heard you talk about it all the time but don't live here, they'll be able to get a glimpse of what happens here in Texas.
Right.
And just some amazing things. And, of course, we want to be able to, you know, do what we can to raise awareness for live music and strengthen the community spirit aspect of everything that we're doing. So I'm excited about that. And, of course, it's always an opportunity for us to tell people about the music of Wayne Mills, who the series was named in honor of.
Right.
So every chance we get, we like to do that and tell people to go to WayneMillsBand.com and check out his music and buy some music from there. So
very good, very good. All right, so May 31st is a Sunday.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
And it'll be an afternoon affair.
Okay.
You know, I think he's going to have a Texas chili cook-off.
And, yes.
And some celebrity sightings will be had that day.
Yes, I think I know who one of them will be.
I think you know who one of them will be too. So, I'm excited about that and I'm looking forward to a really cool thing about all this and what is so wonderful to have you part of it is that so many of us have been advocates for this kind of thing for so long and now we're able to all work together.
Right.
You know, with you, with the your radio show, and then, of course, now with American Live Music.
Right.
There's so many, you know, ways to incorporate everyone into what we're doing.
Right.
And build it together. And that's been an amazing thing to see happen.
Sure. The whole networking thing, you know, as you go along and, you know, you find different pieces of the puzzle along the way. And, yeah, it really is.
Well, and we're making, you know, the fun part about it is making music history. You know,
sure.
That's one of my favorite things.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah.
You know, and nobody's ever done anything like the series, and then especially the train. So you have all of us that are part of the series, and then with the train, it's by going where people haven't gone before, that's the best way to create change.
Right.
You know, doing the same thing the same way, it doesn't work sometimes,
right.
You know? So we have to try something new. I mean, look what's happened in the industry. You talk about it every day. You've been, I mean, since I've known you, you were one of the first people I knew in Texas that stood up, but also you went beyond Texas music. You know, you're an advocate for Texas music, but you're not just Texas music.
Right.
You went and sought out artists, you know, nationally.
Sure.
And that stood out to me, because a lot of people were advocates for Texas music, which is awesome. I'm all about that.
Right.
But they they only focused on Texas.
Right.
Where you know, with your road show, you would bring in people from all over, from Billy Bob Thornton to
sure.
independents that nobody'd ever heard.
Right.
You know? So
a little girl who showed up here at midnight
you
one
tell
night.
The story every time I'm here. Every time I'm here.
Yeah.
I love you. It cracks me up. Some things have not changed.
That has been, I'm trying to think, that's been 9 years ago.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
A long time ago. About five lifetimes.
Oh, come on.
It kind of feels like it.
Yeah.
It's a lot's happened. A lot has happened.
Sure.
In the last couple of years.
Right.
And it's wonderful to see. Well, I'm grateful our friendship hasn't changed.
Well,
that's
sure.
for sure.
Absolutely.
But what's taken place, especially with, like, I'm excited about your American Live Music. Do you talk about that on the air? Do people know what it is?
I hadn't said much about it.
It's a place where anybody can go all over the world and go into their phones and pick a city and find out who's playing live, and the venues sign up to be part of it to promote their music. But nobody's ever put it in one area,
right?
You know,
right.
Encapsulated like that.
Well, and not quite all over the world yet. We're just
we'll get there. We're trying one place at a time.
Yeah, yeah. One
but you've been building it organically,
yeah,
and that's the way to do it.
And we had some technical issues that allowed me to pull back and to stop to kind of replan some things that we had not planned probably as well as we should have. But we've got those straightened out, so now we're hitting it both barrels full speed ahead and ready to roll with it. Yeah, AmericanLiveMusic.com. We've not only got the venues and to connect the venues and the fans, but now we've also incorporated the ticket sales aspect in it as well.
Right.
And we've got all that lined out and straightened out. So,
well, and we've got all our tickets for the series. All right. Our tickets will be there, like for the festival
right.
on the 25th.
Right.
If you want to go to that, you can get tickets online there. It's cheaper to get them online now than it is the day of.
The day of, sure.
Mm-hmm. And and then when we do our train, we'll have them on there. But what I like is how that helps with the whole building up of the live music thing.
Sure.
You know?
Absolutely.
It just fits right in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, unfortunately, live music is one of those entertainment art forms that that has taken a hit simply because, you know, people, for one reason or another, you know, whether they can't control themselves by getting inebriated when they go out in public and don't want to face the consequences of getting caught driving home, or they just don't necessarily have the money to spend. But $20 for this ticket for the Live Oak Fest?
Oh, it's insane.
That's insane.
Dallas Moore Band, Kyle Wilson, Brooke Falk, Darylene Dasher, me, Halbrin,
you know,
Moondog Hall,
yeah.
Craig Gertis, Manzi Lauer, Paul Nipper, I mean, Matt
Jeff
Mathis,
Hobson.
Jeff Hobson's coming down from North
Billy
Texas.
Billy Joe Shaver.
There you go.
You know, $20 for that show. I mean, that is... that is dirt cheap.
Yeah. It'll be 25 the day of.
Uh-huh.
But it's, yeah, I mean, and it's general admission.
Right.
And it's a beautiful environment out there. It's just perfect. It's that bar. So if y'all haven't been to that bar, it's the coolest bar. They got painting murals on the wall and country music history all throughout. Willie is painted on the door. He greets you when you walk through the door. I mean, what more do you want? And when Billy Joe sees that, he's just going to burst out in a big old smile.
And they cook some exquisite food there as well, do they not?
I had some brisket yesterday. I was like, dang. I forgot about Texas food. I've been loving that Louisiana.
Now, I will tell you, the weekend before, we are heading to South Louisiana. And the in-laws are actually going to throw a big crawfish boil for us when we get there. So
make sure you got plenty of dat sauce.
Oh, baby. Yeah. I've still got a few bottles tucked away.
I bet.
But, so we're going to hang out down there for a few days and then get back in time for the kickoff here on the following Sunday.
So excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited to have this happen in Texas, you know. And, I mean, everybody's careers, too, has been just taken off, you know. Dallas's new album is just incredible on Soul
Records. Dark Horse Rider. Yeah.
And Kyle's got a new record. It's going to be finished soon. Moondog just finished recording. Wait until you hear the tracks from his new album we recorded out at the Talent Brothers. Rocky Talent produced excellent, excellent musicians produced it. And, man, I mean, Everett Jill Kinsey, you know, my girl Jill.
Right.
I mean, you know, Jill is a star. She's just amazing. I mean, all of them. Everybody's doing really well. And I'm real blessed to see that they're all committed and, you know, to working with the series, you know, at on some level, no matter what happens,
right?
You know, to kind of further the cause,
right,
so to speak, you know.
Right.
So,
okay. Well, I'll tell you what, Bridget, you got a few minutes to hang around?
Sure.
Okay, I got a couple things I need to do here real quick, and we'll get back with Bridget London here momentarily in this Get Smart this morning. 7:50 is our time. Bridget London in the studio with us this morning. Again, the last Honky Tonk Music Series Lone Oak Fest, April 25th at Pivo's Ice House in Fayetteville, Texas. You get your tickets online, AmericanLiveMusic.com. Billy Joe Shaver headlining this event. You are going to be performing. Moondog Hall, Dallas Moore Band, full band, right?
Mm-hmm.
Kyle Wilson, full band?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
Jill Kinsey,
Brooke Falk, Daryl Wayne Dasher,
Manzi Lowry, Matt Mathis, Nipper, Jeff Hobson.
Right.
I think that's
Craig Gertis.
Craig Gertis. Oh my God, I can't wait for you to meet Craig.
Cool.
Oh, you're going to love his song, Haggard Fan.
Now, is he going to be at the Hunt Store this month?
Yes, he is.
April 30th.
He sure is.
Okay, very good.
Make sure you tell folks that, because they're not, if they can't make the 25th here in this area, they don't want to miss Craig.
Okay.
Right. He's incredible.
All right.
They're all incredible.
Sure.
They're just so wonderful.
Right.
It still blows my mind. I talk about it every day, everywhere, and it still feels new to me. You know, I just so proud of the roster that we have and you know, the camaraderie that we've built is amazing. You know, we don't put up with any BS.
Right.
You know, no, if you got any bit of an ego, you're out the door,
right,
pretty much.
No drama.
There's no time for it.
Right.
You know, and artists are real sensitive people, and I understand that. I'm the same way. I'm just as crazy as the rest of them, you know. But you got to be kind.
No, Bridget, you're not as crazy as the rest of them.
You got to be kind. You got to be kind. You got to be kind with your words and kind with your heart. Otherwise, there's no place for you, you know.
Right.
Not in this day and age when we all have so much to work toward what we're doing.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly.
If you can't be kind, go home.
Go home.
Isn't that a saying?
Right.
Didn't you always used to say that? So, yay. I'm excited and hoping that the next time I come see you after, I'm sure I'll see you at the Clarksville thing, but I'm hoping at some point this year to maybe get some writing in and work on a new record. And
very good.
Yeah. I don't know if that's going to happen this year, but I'm hoping maybe by fall.
Oh, good.
So.
Good, good.
I'm excited about tonight. If
yes,
people come to Austin, the Loretta Lynn, Hey Loretta. In fact, I get to sing the
All
Hey
right.
Loretta song.
All right.
Hey Loretta, Hillbilly Hoedown and Pie Social, put on by the amazing Terry Joyce, who is also, of course, playing at on the 25th at Pivo's Ice House. Tonight at the Continental Club in Austin, it's an all-star array of awesome ladies singing Loretta Lynn and awesome fellas picking and grinning. And it's going to be incredible. The backup band, I can't wait to sing with that band tonight. Wait to see everybody sing. Amber Digby will be there.
All right.
A whole bunch of people. It's just really amazing. And it's a benefit for the Sims Foundation. So.
Okay.
So that's at the Continental Club. I think it starts at 9.
9 o'clock.
Something like that.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. That's for you folks that don't get up as early as me. Well, that'll be a lot of fun. We've got, then you'll be back here May 31st for the kickoff, the last Honky Tonk train to Clarksville.
Can't
wait.
At
the Hunt store. Okay.
And if people want to find out about that, you know, you want to take a 10-day trip or you want to come along for half of it, be part of music history, and have a good time. That's what we're going to have on that. We are going to have a good time on that. Just enjoying music, and you get to hang out with the musicians on the bus and pick and grin and all that good stuff. If they want to find out more, keep up with us, they can go to facebook.com/Last Honky Tonk Music Series. You know, of course, they can contact me, Bridget London, on there with any questions or concerns, or Janelle Gertis,
okay,
she's part. So you can find me on Facebook. Most people who listen to your show know me by now. So.
Sure. Well, yeah, not like you're a stranger. Not like you're a stranger.
So.
Okay. Well, I'm trying to think here as we wind down our time this morning, if there's anything else that I have forgotten. So, are you at liberty to talk about any of the things that you have intimated to me?
Not yet. I want to wait till we get some things finalized, but you know how this business is.
Absolutely.
But we do have some wonderful opportunities coming our way for the series, and we're going to be able to distribute the artists and their music on a national level. Through national media outlets, which, you know, all that helps. It all helps.
Oh, absolutely.
And we want the series to be a household name.
Sure.
And so that when it comes to someone's town, and we've built that in a lot of places already, but it needs more. You know,
right.
we're talking the whole country here. So
right.
We have over 50 venues.
Right.
And
well, yeah, but I mean, how long has this thing been going on?
A year.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well,
and 56 artists.
That is amazing that you were at this point this early on.
Well, you know, it hasn't.
It hasn't
been all rosy. You know, right. I mean, in attempting something like this was really crazy, but it's working, and
that's the way it's supposed to be.
There's a lot of magic involved, and it's working because so many people have gotten on board, like yourself, and invested their time and energy. You know, these artists, they're going out there with a guitar on the back and a song in their heart and showing up.
Right.
You know, that's it.
Yeah.
They're not bringing the bands and you know, sometimes we do the band shows, and we're incorporating more of that this year as we're building.
Right.
But I mean, this has been a huge process, a huge building process, and the venues have been amazing. You know, speaking of venues like Pivo's or the Drink House in Morgan City, I mean, you know, all these places have worked with us so extensively. You know, the Hunt Store,
right.
You know, I mean, we have several venues here in Texas, and we're going to be adding 6 more venues in Texas.
Wow.
And, yeah. And it's just, it's growing. It takes so much time to do all this and a lot of energy. But when the roots are there now, you know, the roots are there and they're solid.
Okay.
And that's what's been, that's the thing,
all right.
Is getting people to, and it's been fun to watch. I mean,
that's great.
You know, when have you remember ever hearing about anything like this?
No, this is historic.
You know?
Historic,
yeah.
At best. Bridget London, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you for being in here.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for everything that you do. Always.
My pleasure. Catch her tonight in Austin at the Continental Club, ladies and gentlemen. The Loretta Lynn tribute. That is about going to do it for us. Thank you, Big Lester. For your Music Shack hit of the day today. And again, folks, we've got tickets for How the West Was Fun. That's going to be Friday night over at the American Legion, Reuben Darnell and friends. And we'll give you another opportunity tomorrow to get in on that. Until then, have a great day. Adios.